T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, the details are now coming out, and it's a little more complicated than that.
Way more complicated than that.
Wait, now he is still charged with murder.
Yes.
And he was in court today. And the details of this incident are now being laid out. And the way the story is unfolding, what the football player has told police is that he matched with a person on Tinder who portrayed themselves as a woman. And then they were communicating, and they agreed to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to meet up with this woman, quote woman, that he matched with on Tinder, he realized it was a man. It was this man. At which point, he says, quote, he lost it and threw some punches, did some stomps, and got out of there. And the man died.
Mm-hmm.
He beat a man to death. But he says he didn't know he beat a man to death. He just felt like he got catfished into a situation,
mm-hmm.
started exchanging words, and, he wasn't trying to kill the guy as much as he was trying to F him up, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, there's a difference between those two things, right? Yo, I'm about to beat your ass is vastly different than I'm about to murder you. But in this situation, the ass beating resulted in a death.
I think
how you feel about this one, Bennett?
I think if you're okay, obviously, I would understand the guy's frustration, right? Like, he was completely deceived. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But also, if you're a big, huge football player, you got to understand that, like, you can do some damage to somebody if you start beating on them pretty good.
Your fist could be a deadly weapon. Like, my fist probably couldn't be a deadly weapon.
Mine either. Exactly.
But this dude is a big, giant, strong football player. And he literally beat a man to death.
Yeah, and I mean,
but here's the thing. He wasn't trying to kill somebody. I don't think he was trying to kill somebody.
I don't think he was trying to kill somebody either. Now, some of the comments from him to the police about, like, I don't want to say it on the radio because it's like disturbing, but like he heard like noises coming from the dude.
He knew he got him pretty good.
Yeah, like I think who knows what you're thinking, but I would think that you might have an idea like, oh, this is, I did some damage on this person. I might need to alert somebody.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, like, how often do you get into a fight, beat up somebody, and then call the 911? I
mean, doesn't happen.
That's
right.
Not a thing that happens.
No.
Like, it reminds me a little bit of a story involving a former college basketball assistant. You might remember this. College basketball assistant was out in New York and walked into his car, and there was this drunk person, like, running around jumping on cars, mm-hmm. just acting like a complete idiot. And this drunk person jumped on this coach's car. And the coach was like, get off my car. And the drunk person popped off. Next thing you know, they're faced off. And the assistant coach punched him.
Uh-huh.
One punch. Guy fell, hit his head, dead.
Dead.
And it's like, I wasn't trying to kill the guy, but, like, he's jumping on my car. I don't know. This is just complicated.
So what ended up happening?
He, like, got convicted.
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, of a lesser charge.
Man.
Lesser charge, but, like, it wasn't a murder charge, I don't think. But I would assume that's what happens here eventually. Like, don't you...
Like, involuntary manslaughter.
Something like that.
I think,
like,
that's a lesser charge.
Like, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to pretend to tell you exactly how that... But would a jury convict this guy of murder? I don't know that I would if I were on that jury, because I don't know that I would.
It would be hard for me too. I mean, I the guy, you know.
Let me be clear. You cannot just walk around beating people to death.
No, I mean, he's going to go to jail.
There must be punishment for that, and there will be punishment for that. But murder? Is it murder? Again, I'm not an attorney, so I'm just sort of asking rhetorical questions here. But, like, I don't know. Murder, it feels to me.
When I think of murder, I don't think of that.
On a very surface level, it feels like something less than murder to me. It feels like something you got to pay a price for. But I don't know if I convict you of murder because your fist fight resulted in a death. I recognize it might technically be murder. I'll let smarter people than I figure it out. But when I first heard, I guess I'll bottom line it this way. When I first heard Virginia Tech football player murdered somebody he knew, I was like, ooh, that sounds like, you know, put a gun on somebody, pop, you know. When you shoot somebody in the face, you're trying to murder them. Shoot somebody in the chest, you're trying to murder them. When you punch a guy who's portraying himself as a woman and lured you to a place, I don't know that you're trying to murder him as much as you're trying to make him pay a price for being a creep online. This feels more like a creep online death than an actual murder. But again, we're going to let the legal system figure that out.
Story number four.
Montez Sweat is in the news today. Mississippi State alum. And not for good reasons. So he was doing an interview with a reporter and was asked about what he thinks about the Washington football team bringing in experts to encourage members of the football team to get vaccinated, the ones who aren't already. And he said, quote, "I'm not a fan of it. I probably won't get vaccinated until I get more facts and all that type stuff. So I'm not a fan of it at all." And this is getting a lot of attention because, A, it underlines an issue that professional sports teams are having and college teams are going to have it as well, that there are guidelines in place that free you up from mask wearing and social distancing if you reach a certain level of vaccination within your team. Like in Major League Baseball, it's 85%. Once 85% of your roster is vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. You don't have to social distance anymore. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you're not at 85%, people still got to wear the mask. You're subject to contact tracing, all of it. And so this was an issue with the Cubs we talked about a few weeks ago.
Right.
And now it seems to be an issue with the Washington football team. So what the front office has done is saying, we're going to bring in experts on this vaccine. And ask them whatever you want to ask them. Let's talk about it. With the hope being that whatever hesitation you have, it'll be alleviated. You'll get your shot, and then we can walk around the facility without mask on. And you won't be subject to contact tracing, and we'll have a better chance of putting a quality football product on the field. So here's Montez Sweat, this mm-hmm. genius. And he says he's not going to get the vaccine because he needs more information. But he also doesn't like his team bringing in the experts who could actually give him the more information that he says he's seeking. You think he understands the logic breakdown at all?
No.
This is, I do recognize there are people who have real questions and concerns. I don't acknowledge them as real, but I do acknowledge that it exists, that there are people out there who say, I'm not going to get the vaccine because I don't know about this vaccine. And so the way to try to resolve this, especially if you're running a professional sports team, is, okay, like, what do you need to know? Because here's the thing that I found to be true with, I would say, the majority of people who say, I don't know enough about this vaccine. I got real questions. They don't really want the answers because in most cases, the answers are out there. Like there was this incredible, I don't want to overstate it, interesting, just maybe short of incredible, but definitely interesting podcast that the New York Times, the Daily podcast did a few weeks ago. And they went to a doctor in, I believe, Greenville, Tennessee, rural East Tennessee, maybe. And they talked to this doctor and he said, I'm dealing with this in my own community. Like, this doctor almost died of COVID. Mm-hmm. And he's now been like the face of COVID in this community. And he says, we've got a lot of people who will not get vaccinated. And so I bring them in and I ask them, why are you not getting this vaccine? And they say, well, I just don't know about this. And then he says, then I just explain to them. Well, that's okay. I can appreciate your question, but here's the answer. And then they'll say something else. And he'll say, well, you know, I don't know where you heard that, but that's just not true. Like, what you're telling me right now is just, that's not true. That's got nothing to do with this vaccine. And he says what he finds more often than not is that these people, they're either just totally misguided or uneducated, or in some cases, willfully ignorant. They're saying they need more information, but they don't actually seek the information. They don't want to hear it. And that seems to be the case with Montez Sweat and perhaps too many athletes in that franchise to get Washington to whatever threshold they need to get to. And so what Washington is frustrated, it seems, by is exactly this type of situation. You won't get vaccinated. We don't know why. You say you need more information. You have questions. Okay, we're going to bring in experts to answer your questions. But now you say you don't want that either? So Montez Sweat was trending earlier today. And not for the reasons you'd like to be trending on social media. Nobody was calling him a genius, but instead just the opposite. Jeff Calkins is up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
So I was talking about the Virginia Tech football player charged with murder, and I mentioned that it was a somewhat similar story involving a college basketball assistant a few years ago. Shouts to Greg Graber for reminding me. The assistant coach was Jamil Jones. At the time, he was an assistant coach at Wake Forest. The story was he was in New York, and like a drunk idiot, like, was banging on his car, and Jamil punched him. One punch. Guy fell, hit his head on the concrete, died. 2 days later, and he was arrested. Like, you know, he wasn't trying to kill the guy.
Right.
But, like, the guy died. He was ultimately sentenced to 3 years probation. So he initially went to jail, but he was not sentenced to prison for that.
Interesting.
It was 3 years probation, $1,000 fine, 1,500 hours of community service. But he still lost his career. Like, I don't think he's working in college basketball anymore. And so, again, not apples to apples with the Virginia Tech story, but maybe apples to peaches or something. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Takes pictures of dogs. Joins me every day after 5. It's definitely after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good. Which are better, Gary, apples or peaches?
I think peaches.
Peaches.
I think
but
so.
The apple is a more consistent fruit. Peaches, at its apex, is a better, I think. Peach is more delicious. But peaches can either be too hard or too soft. Very quickly, they can go from one to the other. Whereas an apple is pretty. An apple is going to be pretty.
That's what she said.
Yeah. An apple has a little more staying power, you might say, right? I think so.
I think apples. Apples have more staying power,
yep.
But peach is better than an apple.
No.
The best peach is better than
peaches
the best apple.
You guys are
wrong.
Peaches
are more delicious than an apple.
No.
The best peach, the best peach is better than the best apple.
That's just
that's
not true.
I'll fight you on this one.
No. Apples are a great apple is miles and miles better than a great peach.
What is the best fruit?
I maintain the best fruit is the raspberry.
What?
Raspberries
are horrible.
The raspberries
are unbelievably great. They're tasty. They're delicious. They have this burst of flavor. You know, they're expensive. That's the only reason they wouldn't be number one. But after raspberry, I'd say blackberry is the next because it's the closest thing to a raspberry.
I like tangerines.
Tangerine?
Oh, come on. Take your tangerines.
It's a good fruit.
Out of this camera.
You said that's the best fruit.
Tangerine is like a... It's like a crappy peach. It's like a small crappy peach.
No. You guys are just wrong. Listen, if we're just
you
doing apples and
tangerines, one?
It's probably my favorite fruit. Yeah. I like a good tangerine.
I just Googled the best fruit. Not so that I would copy.
Where's tangerine on the list?
Man, it ain't even in the top 15.
Where's apple?
Of course not.
Apple's number one,
okay,
isn't it? Apple's number one, isn't
Bennett?
It?
Bennett, let me talk.
Okay. All right.
This is not a list of the best fruit. It's of the healthiest fruits. And apples aren't. Apples are the healthiest. That's what this says.
An apple a day.
Yeah, that's fine. I can definitely see that. Yeah, apple a day. Yeah.
But the best fruit, I submit.
Yeah. Well, wait. You submit? Are you put in most delicious fruit
okay.
and see what comes up. Let's. That's what we're trying to talk about here.
Yes,
not
yeah.
health, for God's sakes. Fruit. Most delicious fruit.
Okay, let's see what comes up. I. The 10 most delicious and tastiest fruits in the world. Number one seems to be.
According to whom? According to?
I don't know. Some blog. Some blog.
Is it a respectable blog?
It looks respectable.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to get to Bennett's blog, and it's going to say tangerines, and you're going to take it as gospel. Right, yeah.
This person submits that the most delicious fruit is the mango.
No. Listen, I like a mango. It's like an exotic, delicious peach, but it's not as good as the peach itself.
I
think the raspberries are the best.
I submit the best fruit is the banana.
Oh, no.
I
no,
love
no,
bananas.
No.
Absolutely.
Really?
Not.
Yes.
No.
You can make up chocolate bananas. You can freeze a banana.
Oh, no. If you're talking about versatility, a banana is pretty versatile, and it's got like all kinds of, you know, like, what is it, potassium. It's got all your potassium in it. I mean, I don't hate a banana. You can cut it up and put it on cereal.
I love bananas on cereal.
The banana in its best form is, I think, its highest and best use of a banana. Well, never mind that.
Here we go again.
Edible use of a banana is to be sliced up and put on cereal. I think that's the best way to have a banana.
How do you feel about
How
do you feel about a bowl of cherries?
Ooh,
no,
I don't like cherries.
I like cherries.
No, you got to deal with the pit, and it's the pit is
that's
so
a turn
it's
off.
Unlike a peach where you have. It's, you know, you got one big giant peach for the pit. That's fine. But all those pits for the cherries, no. Cherries are absolutely not worth the trouble. A cherry is not unlike a boiled shrimp where it hasn't been peeled for you in advance. Like, I don't have time for that.
Give
me a shrimp that's properly peeled and cooked, and then I'll eat it. But if I got to do the work, same thing with the cherry.
That's why I never order crab legs at a restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to work that hard.
You're gonna cut your fingers and stuff.
It's just like too much going on.
You know what we haven't mentioned though that I think is a fabulous fruit, the blueberry.
I love the blueberry. I love a blueberry.
I love a good blueberry.
Can we come together and find compromise in our favorite joint fruit collectively? Is the blueberry?
Well, okay. How about this? Let's put it in Sonic terms. If you had to get a milkshake and it had to be fruit based, what would you get?
Fruit-based milkshake, I got a raspberry milkshake.
Ugh.
I get berry. You know, I like berry things, red. I like red. That's my favorite flavor, and raspberry's red. But I would like honestly, I like a vanilla milkshake. But if I had to get forget Sonic, Jerry's. When I go to Jerry's, because that's like an authentic fruit at a snow cone. When you go to Jerry's, I get like a raspberry. I get the raspberry snow cone every time.
I like peach.
Every time.
No, strawberry milkshake.
I like coconut.
I love coconut. Actually, coconut might be my favorite.
I love coconut.
I love coconut everything.
Coconut water, though, I bet.
Not coconut water.
Isn't that weird?
I like coconut everything except for freaking coconut water.
You like the meat of the coconut. You don't like the water of the coconut.
The most disappointing day of my life was the day that I purchased coconut water.
Because you thought you were like, oh, I love coconut.
I love coconut.
All the flavor of coconut in a water.
Coconut shavings on your yogurt. Coconut flavored milkshake. Mm-hmm.
Coconut cream pie.
Coconut.
No. The highest and best coconut is the Almond Joy. That's absolutely the best coconut.
In Almond Joy. I love Almond Joy.
I like them too.
Yeah. I try to tell people every Halloween, Almond Joy is vastly underrated candy bar.
Got the little nut sitting on top.
A little treat on top.
It's so good. I love it. So all these coconut flavored things, like I love them all. And then I read somewhere, they were like, coconut water is really good for you. I was like, well, this is a dream come true because I love everything that tastes like coconut. And now they're telling me this thing that tastes like the coconut is good for me. And so I went into like Walgreens and I bought a coconut water and I took a swig and I never took a second swig. It was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah. I think the coconut's a fine.
What happens there? So how does that happen? How does coconut water not taste like everything else I'm told tastes like coconut?
Well, I note that you said I'm told, because I'm not sure that everything that you told tastes like coconut is coconut. But no, for whatever reason, the meat, why is the, like a strawberry flavored juice tastes roughly like a strawberry, right? An orange juice is kind of like an orange. Like, why is it so different in juice form? I don't know the answer to that.
I can't speak to that. I don't know. I just know I was really disappointed in coconut water.
How do you feel about a pineapple?
I like pineapple.
I like a pineapple.
Pineapple's delicious.
Yeah. Have we brought up watermelon? Like, watermelon's obviously terrific.
I like a watermelon.
But
I don't think it's as good as a pineapple, though. It's a little pallid.
But watermelon is a little like crab legs in the sense that you got all these seeds.
Yes, except for, you know what? They have invented watermelon without seeds, right? You can get a seedless watermelon. You try to be the first person to eat a shellless crab. You know, they haven't had a shell. Nature has not invented a shellless crab, but we have been able to invent a seedless watermelon.
Well, I guess if you could get people to, like, you know, deliver the crab meat to you on your plate, let them, like, you could bring somebody else to the restaurant.
You can get someone to seed your watermelon. Right. Sure.
They should actually have those available for you at seafood restaurants, like somebody who will sit down and do your and work your crab. They just sit, like,
that
like,
would be cool.
Like a caddy at a golf course. Like you can have them or not, but they're there if you need them. Like you sit down at the restaurant and you'd be like, yeah, and I would like to order crab legs and I'll take your crab leg person, right. bring them over to
put your bib on.
Yeah. He just sits there, you hand him the leg, he gives you the meat back like you're a 2-year-old child.
That's exactly right. That's what I want. That's the only way I would ever order crab legs. Like, with the watermelon, you got those seeds. Here's the other one. So, like, we can agree seedless watermelon is better than regular watermelon because, like, they've already got the seeds out. Like, they did the work for you.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And yet, they invented boneless chicken wings, and people frown upon them. I don't know why.
Oh, because there's a huge difference.
Not chicken wings.
It's a huge difference.
Because they're not actually chicken wings. It would be like coming up with fake watermelon and calling it seedless watermelon. Chicken wings aren't chicken wings. They're pieces of white meat. Chicken wings are dark meat. And yeah, it's a nugget. It's just a nugget that you're just calling it a boneless wing. It's not a wing at all. It'd be like giving. It would be like me giving you. It would be like me giving you a slice of honeydew melon, and say, "Here, this is a seedless watermelon." And you're like, "No, it's not."
No, honeydew it's not. Melon's good too.
Well, how do they get away with calling it a wing if it's not a wing?
It's a lie. It's just a lie.
It's been a lie for a long time now.
It's a lie. But on the other hand, baby carrots aren't, in fact, baby carrots.
What are they?
They're just carrots that have been carved up into little carrot pieces.
Well, I didn't think they were actually infant carrots. I didn't think they were like they needed a pacifier or anything.
Like, they're not out there pulling up carrots. Like, okay, it's 2-day-old carrot. We're going to rip open these little baby carrots, like little veals or whatever. No, it's carrots, full-size carrots that have been cut into little carrot shapes. Well, those aren't baby carrots.
Those are
chopped up carrots.
Well, how about this? When I go to when I'm out with people or ordering wings in a more traditional way, I just order wings. But if I'm being honest, if I'm by myself, because I don't like touching things, If I'm by myself and I have nobody to feel embarrassed in front of, I go boneless wings.
No.
I don't have to touch them.
GP.
No, I go the bone ones have a handle, so that's good because you get the little grab a little. But I do always do the idea. The only people who think flats are better are just trying to be cool. They're just hipsters, you know.
Oh, I hate that. Better. People
Agreed.
Say that. Oh, flats. So you got to get flats.
Everyone, they're both good.
Cool. No, I don't want the flats. I want the little. Are they drummies?
Flats are hard. You got to stick your tongue between the two little things. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Whereas the little drummies are delicious. They're fantastic. And anyone who says otherwise is just I'm a flat.
Except we had Rick Ross here several years ago.
He likes the flats.
He said flats.
Rick Ross,
he's been doing that his whole life.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know an avocado is a fruit?
I didn't.
Don't think I would have said that.
I knew a tomato was.
It was listed on my healthiest fruits here, an avocado.
That makes sense. But avocados have become very popular these days, you know?
They put people.
Much less. I didn't eat avocado in my youth. Never, you know, never have avocado growing up. You never have avocado under your sandwich or anything. Now avocado's all the rage.
Everybody,
avocado everything.
I like a good avocado.
Do you put it on toast, Bennett?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever really put avocado on toast? What do you do?
No,
just
you cut up a slice
and put it on toast?
I like to, like, cut up some slices and then spread it, like, with a butter knife.
I've never done that in my life.
You have avocados in your house routinely?
All the time. We got a bunch right now. I love it.
People say in Costco they're pretty good, the avocados. Where do you get your avocados?
If you cut them in half and take out the pit and put like an egg in it and cook it in the oven.
What now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a little recipe. Okay. I think you wrap bacon and you wrap the avocado in bacon and you put a little egg in the middle where the pit usually is. Dude, it's so good.
I think you're speaking my language now.
It's so good. Another good thing, speaking of the fruit, is you know when you go to the store and get like the little cup that's like got the diced up pineapples and melon and watermelon, like it's all in the thing together.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Get that and get some of that tajin seasoning. It's like the chili lime seasoning. Sprinkle that all over that stuff. Best snack.
Okay, Big Bennett.
Here's Bennett.
Yeah, y'all holler at me if you need snack advice.
Here's a Bennett snack segment. Bennett's food hack of the day.
I got you.
Yeah.
Are you a big snacker like that?
I like a good snack. I mean, come on.
I don't really.
Who doesn't?
I don't really snack.
I like a good snack.
I know I don't look like somebody who doesn't really snack, but I don't really snack.
I definitely don't. I like a good snack. Those are healthier snacks, though. I mean, that's both of those healthy.
Oh, yeah. You just took an avocado and wrapped it in bacon. I'm telling me it's healthy. Come on, man. Take an avocado and wrap it in bacon. Right, exactly. Go from there. Right.
Yeah, you're like the person that gets the, the taco salad and says, I got a salad for lunch.
Uh-huh. Like, nah. Or gets the biggest Diet Coke you can get.
Fried chicken salad.
I have a salad every day for lunch. Yeah, that's a taco salad. It has tortilla strips on top of it. Stop it with your eating a salad every day. That was my big hang-up with my backyard burger salad. I would go get it almost every day. And it was the cranberry pecan blackened chicken salad with honey mustard dressing. It is excellent. I've never gotten a penny from Backyard Burger to say this, but I love that salad so much. And I would eat it every day and tell myself I'm being healthy. Like, I could have went to Backyard Burger and got a burger, but I really just got a salad. I'll be down to 140 any day now. And then one day I just was like, I should look this up. And it turns out I would be much healthier just getting a burger. Like, I should have just been getting cheeseburgers instead of that salad.
Aren't smoothies like that, too? Aren't smoothies, like, packed full of – smoothie feels, like, really healthy. But aren't they packed full of calories, a smoothie?
Yeah, I feel like anything they tell you is healthy, like, you'll buy it, whether it's actually healthy or not. Like,
yes.
Who really does the research on this? Like, the smartest things ever are, like, lean cuisine and healthy request. You know? It's like, oh, it's lean cuisine. It must be great for you. But is it actually? I have no idea.
Well, do you like the fact that when you drive up to a fast food restaurant now, there's a calorie star in your face? Do you find that helpful, or do you find that ruins your mood? You know,
it ruins my mood because I look at it and it's like cheesy gordita crunch, 500 calories. I'm like, is that worth it? Like, right. I used to not care, but like, is it worth it? Like, do you know how long I've got to be on?
No, you got to sit there and you got to look and you have to. And honestly, there's nothing that really, the most tasty things are never the, 325 calories or anything like that.
Yeah, like if you want to keep it below 200, you just better get a bean burrito.
I bet a bean burrito is more than 200.
I think it's 190. I get one every time to make me feel better.
I love a bean burrito.
But Google how many calories in a bean burrito.
I think it's 190.
Hold, please.
190 is not bad.
Bean burrito's
good.
What I do is, oh no, this says 386.
That's more like it. That's what I thought. I didn't think it was a 190.
Oh, God. Well, what is 190? There's something 190 because I get it every time because I feel better about getting the cheesy gordita crunch if I combine it with the 190.
Maybe like a chicken soft taco or something.
I think it's like a shredded chicken quesadilla, maybe.
I think that chicken thing you're talking about is, yeah. I think I've gotten the same thing for the same reason.
Yeah, I buy that. I don't even really like it. I just buy it because it's like of the options, it's the least bad for you. Let's see if I can find that what it is exactly. This must be incredible radio. Just yelling out.
I'm looking at the eight healthiest things to order from Taco Bell.
What were you planning to talk about?
The Virginia Tech football murderer.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to relate this sports somehow.
I'm against it, and I feel bad for the head coach and for the dude who was murdered.
Do you know the details of the case?
No. Tell me the details.
Okay, then maybe you'll change your mind.
Okay.
So the first big headline you hear is Virginia Tech football player charged with murder. He murdered a man that he knew. And you're like, okay, well, that's a game, set, match on that. And the details started to come out today when this football player made his first appearance in court. Here are the details. Football player's on Tinder. He matches on Tinder with somebody who is portraying themselves as a woman. They communicate, and they decide they're going to meet up. And, to meet up.
Right.
And do whatever happens when you meet up. And so he goes to do that. When he shows up, he realizes that this woman is not a woman. It's this man. Yeah. One thing leads to another. Now they're in a fist fight. The football player punches him like 5 times, stomps him a couple of times, leaves him there. Finds out 2 days later the guy died. So he's charged with murder. But it was not like gun to the head, gun anything. It was came there to hook up with a girl, found out it was actually a man, determined that he was catfished, lost control of his emotions, beat the guy up, but wasn't trying to kill him, but
that's not gun to the head murder, but like, okay, you've been mistreated, you've been fooled, whatever else. When you told me he stomped on his head, beat him and stomped, as soon as you stomp on someone's head, stomp on a few times or whatever, I hate to say it, but whatever happens next, that's a risk you're taking. You don't get to, just because you are catfished or someone misrepresents themselves or whatever, doesn't give you the excuse to stomp on their head and kill them. And obviously he didn't just punch him and say, I can't believe you did that to me. You know, a single punch, two punches, the way you describe it is he punched him multiple times and stomped on him. Well, that's murder. He won't get first-degree murder, obviously. He's probably not even being charged with first-degree murder, is he?
It's second-degree murder.
I mean, I hate to say it, but that's like, you don't get to kill someone because they catfished you.
Does it matter at all that he wasn't actually trying to kill the guy?
Yes, in the terms of his sentence will be less. I'm sure he wasn't trying to kill the guy. But, I mean, I think it's different if you punch a guy, he falls, hits his head on the table on the way down, and, I mean, in the end, you'll be responsible for that because it is legally foreseeable as something that could have happened. But when you actually inflict the damages, just you with your fist and feet that killed the guy, I don't care that you were trying. Like, you beat him enough that he died from those injuries, unless it was some fluke blow or something that the guy then had a heart attack, which is kind of unforeseen. Again, I'm not saying, you obviously wish none of this had happened and he was the victim of a catfish. But in the end, he didn't just beat the guy. He beat the guy to death is what he did. You don't get to beat someone to death, whether you intended for them to actually cross over into death or not, because you were catfished.
Would you convict?
On something, yes. I would.
Of course you convict on something. It just feels like this.
I feel sick about it. Would I convict on second-degree murder? I'm going to have to read the definition of second-degree murder. Or manslaughter? Maybe, you know, I'd certainly convict of something that would send him to jail.
Yes, I acknowledge and concede that point. He will be convicted of something. It just seems, and I have said this already three times, I'll say it for a fourth, I'm not an attorney, I'll let the smart people figure it out, but it feels, if this even is a thing, like something less than murder to me. Certainly manslaughter, you know, certainly something where you're going to be punished and you're going to go to jail, but it feels like something less than
it feels like to me murder in the whatever murder is in whatever, you know, you think I was a lawyer, I know whatever murder is where it is in the moment inflamed by passion, no premeditation, whatever else to me, it's no different than if you. How is it any different than a guy comes home and he finds his wife with a dude and he beats the hell out of him and kills him?
No, I got you. Yeah, I hear you.
It's the same as it's that. It's so whatever that is, and if you say it's because of the cat, like it's no the catfishing thing, then it's just homophobia or something you're building in there too. Like he's more angry because he's a dude and he thought I was going to have sex with you and he's a dude. Like maybe that's. But the truth of the matter is, like to me, it's no different than that sort of inflamed. Or road rage. Road rage that two guys get into it and one guy beats the hell out of each other because of road rage. It's clearly, he did not wake up that morning setting out to kill anybody. Very clearly. And he was victimized by something. There's no question about that, too. But then the way he reacted in that moment, we still punish people for if in a moment of anger, passion, whatever you want to call it, you kill somebody. And so I have no doubt that in that circumstance, he will, you know, he should, in fact, go to jail. Now, the problem, of course, is that what do you even think jail is for? Like, do I think, here's the other thing, and this gets into whatever you think jail is for. Is jail for punishment or is jail, because it doesn't sound like to me like this guy is much of a risk that he'd do it again. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. He doesn't seem like, in terms of that, risk to the public kind of thing. What, is he going to be catfished again and beat the next guy up again? You know, that seems unlikely. So what then purpose is the jail serving? I'd probably give him a pretty limited sentence for that reason, right? Although I don't know the exact circumstances. I'd like to hear, you know, did he have a chance to stop beating the guy up and then just kept kicking him in the head seven times, right? Or did he... You know, so I do think there's different degrees depending on the circumstances.
Well, it's literally, I mean, he's the only witness to this crime. And it's just, they're basing it off his story. But they did say the autopsy showed every bone in this dude's face was fractured. Every bone. So he knew he beat him pretty good. But he, you know, according to him, he didn't know that he'd killed him. Although he knew he was beat pretty good. I guess, like, I'd have came up with a better story, given that there's no witnesses to this. Like, he just says, I realized I was catfished and I lost my mind. I would have been like, I realized I was catfished. I said something to the guy. He threw a punch at me. Like, I'd have just made up something, you know, like, and then I threw a punch back and now we're fighting. And then this happened. Like, I don't know. I feel like I could have come up with a little bit better story. Why? Okay, last question. With all due respect to the deceased, why are you luring a football player to your home? Like, at that point, the whole,
I don't get that either. Like, at what point do you think that when you reveal yourself to be a dude or something other than what you claim to be, it just generally, in any way,
there's another detail to this that I might have skipped over. My buddy FUT points it out on Twitter. This was apparently the second meeting.
Yes, this was the second meeting that they had previously hooked up in the first meeting.
Okay, all right. So the guy was dressed like a woman, I'm assuming.
So the guy at this time, so they had oral sex the first time.
Right.
And now he revealed himself, and he was just so angry that he'd had sex with a man that he beat the hell out of him.
Right.
That's not a reason to beat the hell out of someone. To kill someone. It's certainly not a reason to kill someone. You know, it's just not.
You'd be mad, though.
Oh, you'd be mad. But, you know, yeah, you would be mad. There's no question. But it's not a reason to kill someone. Just not.
What do you think's got fewer calories, the hard taco or the soft taco?
Thank you for changing the topic. I'm going to guess the hard taco or the soft taco, more calories. I'm going to guess the hard taco.
Has more.
Yeah.
Because it's fried. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. The taco shell's fried.
The crunchy taco.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world, yeah.
Except it's not. The soft taco has more calories than the crunchy taco.
What?
Isn't that confusing? You wouldn't assume that. It's 180 for the soft taco, only 170 for the crunchy taco.
Which do you like better?
Soft, baby.
Okay, but what if I made it a Doritos Locos taco?
Oh.
The Doritos Loco taco, only 170.
Those are so good.
They are good.
Okay, but do you like that better than soft? Or do you still like soft better than that one either?
I think I got caught up in the Doritos Locos taco initially and pretended that I appreciated it more than the soft taco, but I never really did.
I really like it. It's become one of my favorites.
I only probably had the first one within the last year, honestly. I'd never had one before then, and I got it, and I found it to be more delicious than I would have imagined, honestly.
The most depressing thing on here is the cheesy gordita crunch is 500 calories. So you got to ask yourself, is it more than twice as great as a soft taco? Nearly three times as great as a soft taco. That's what you're dealing with.
You can't go through life like that, though. You just have to sometimes just
if you're eating Taco Bell,
you measure everything, you know, all the time. I mean, be aware of it, roughly speaking. Don't get three of those things, you know. But you can't like go through and say, you know, I'm going to do the math here. Are three of these worth two of those? Or, you know,
that's what my buddy. Like, that's what my buddy Brad P said. He said, "Listen, if you want to eat healthy, then go eat healthy. Once you're in the Taco Bell drive-through."
That's it.
It's over with. Do what you're there to do.
I don't believe that either. Like, I think you can go through the Taco Bell drive-thru and get a bean burrito and a Diet Coke as a snack, if Bennett would have a snack. And you don't have to – that's not the same as ordering, you know, three cheesy gordita crunches. It's just not. I mean, I do think you don't have to be totally vigilant. You know, don't measure every calorie. But I don't think it's true that once you're in the drive-thru, all bets are off. You might as well just go crazy. Like, I don't see that as being true at all.
Yeah, I should mention.
But then again, I'm a guy who likes a raspberry, you know.
Yeah, I prefer bananas. So, all right, good talking to you.
You too.
So that was a segment on fruits. Taco Bell calories and catfishing that leads to murder. Does that change anything? The fact that this wasn't just he showed up and realized it was a man, but he showed up and was, what's the best radio way to say this, pleasured by a man who he thought was a woman.
I mean, I think that the beating, all the broken bones in the face, like that kind of, that just... That's going too far. Like, when you hear that part that every bone in the dude's face was broken, this guy, you gotta catch yourself at some point and be like, okay, I'm killing this person.
He might have just lost his mind for a moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens, though, with a lot of murderers. They still go to jail.
Gotta go to jail, then.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to jail. There's no
I don't think there's any doubt he's going to jail.
Yeah, I don't think it should be like first-degree murder.
Well, it's not going to be first.
I don't think it should be second-degree murder.
That's where I'm at on this.
I think it should be like something a little lesser than that.
With my very limited understanding of the levels of murder and manslaughter, just feels like something less than what you normally think of as murder. It should also be noted, I thought this was interesting, today in court, you know, normally a football player gets charged with murder. Like, it's like, you distance yourself immediately. He had like a dozen of his teammates show up in court to support him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Just another aspect of it. Be back in a second.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a lamb.
one NBA playoff game tonight. It is Game 2, Nuggets-Suns. Phoenix leads the series 1-0 after obviously winning Game 1. Tip tonight is at 8:30 on TNT, and the headline connected to it, Woj reported earlier today, former University of Memphis star Will Barton is going to go through pregame warm-ups, and as long as there's no setback, he is expected to play. So the Nuggets will get Will Barton back. Still no Jamal Murray, but perhaps Will Barton will be enough to help him even this series at 1-1. Be back with dinner to go. France's biggest tennis tournament of the year is here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with $1,000 and a risk-free first bet. You just got to place your first bet on anything using promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win that bet. And betting tennis on FanDuel is a blast. And FanDuel, of course, is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. They've always got great promos. It is safe to use. It is easy to use. And if you win, you get paid if you want in as little as 24 hours. And understand, on FanDuel, you can bet on tennis in a variety of ways, head-to-head matchups, prop bets, and much, much more. So get in on the action. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up using promo code Gary. Again, that's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you've got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's great. If you haven't been, you need to check it out. 709 DeSoto Cove is the address from Memphis. Easy to get to, easy to find. You're just taking 55 South to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. It's right there. It's so close to the interstate, you can see it from the interstate. You want to dine in? Go dine in. You want to get a pickup order? Here's the best way to do that. Go to the website, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. The entire menu is right there. You can place a pickup order. I've done it a million times. And whatever time they tell you that food's going to be ready, you're going to walk in and it's going to be ready for you. You need them to help you take it to the car. If you overorder the way I sometimes do, they'll help you take it to the car. Whatever you need, they're willing to do it to make your dining experience a pleasant one. The menu, it's not just barbecue. It's got all sorts of things. So if you're not into barbecue, you're going to be able to find something you like. Catfish, salmon, chicken, smoked wings, burgers, salads. There's something on there for you. Go check the website, memphisbbqco.com. It's Memphis Barbecue Company, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff. I mean, really, what did we not learn today? I think that
I learned a lot.
That'd be easier to go through. What did we learn? Let's just focus on the most important thing we learned today. Contrary to what your instincts might tell you, the soft taco has more calories than the crunchy taco. Did that surprise you?
Very much so.
It runs counter to what it feels like a flour tortilla should be healthier than a crunchy shell.
It really does.
But it appears that's untrue. Who knew?
I've lived a lie.
I've been living a lie my whole life, Bennett.
What's the biggest game tonight?
NBA playoffs, Nuggets Suns, Phoenix Suns Arena, Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix leads the series 1-0 after a Game 1 win. Tonight, they listed as 5-point favorites, despite the return of Will Barton in Denver.
Oh, I'll take Nuggets plus 5. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be close.
The MVP is playing.
Yeah.
One team has the MVP, and the other team doesn't. The team with the MVP is a 5-point underdog.
Will the thrills back? Nuggets plus 5, please.
That's the official pick from Big Bet Bennett.
What should I watch on TV?
The CMT Awards are on tonight. You care about that at all?
No.
Me neither.
Is that it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.